Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, on the line with us, a minor programming change. In an effort to get Doug Peterson's insights into tonight's game on our show tomorrow, right after the game, Mike Lombardi was more than willing to move to Thursday for us this 1 week. You could read Mike Lombardi at theringer.com. He's got a great podcast, GM Street, and follow him on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. Mike, thank you for stepping aside for Peterson.
Oh, hey, Angelo, you know, I'm a team player. Whatever I can do, Angelo, it's all about the team.
Well, you know, I know that you kind of admired the work he's done here in Philadelphia.
I love it. Keep going, Angelo. Keep going. Keep going down that road. Keep going. I know you're 4-1. I know you got the parade all organized. I understand.
Are you surprised we're 4-1, Mike?
You know, when you really look at the numbers, they're a fascinating team. I think a lot of it, Carson Wentz deserves a tremendous amount of credit, but I keep saying to you every week, they can't keep this going on third and long.
Yeah.
They've had 26 third and 10 or more plays already this season. And teams like Cleveland, teams like the Chargers, teams like Baltimore, bad offense, they have less.
Yeah.
So what's happened is Wentz has made some unbelievable plays. They've converted 11 of 26 third downs and 10 or more. Now,
that's
hard
amazing.
To keep doing that.
Wow. All right, so that's unsustainable.
That. And because they do that, Angelo,
right. They
lead the league in no three and outs, which is great, and they lead the league in time of possession.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
So when you add those two things together, it says like, oh, wow. But if that breaks, if they're not able to keep doing that and they're not able to stay out of third and 10 or 11 or more, then all of a sudden something's going to happen. The only game they've had to play defense at 30 minutes was the Kansas City game. If they play defense 30 minutes, they won't win.
All right, Mike, but this is what I'm trying to figure out. You're saying it's probably unsustainable at those numbers. Do I give Wentz some credit for being awesome at that in his second year, or is it kind of a fluke? Is it a fluke?
Give him all the credit. No, I think Wentz has become, you know, I think Wentz is right now one of the top five player quarterbacks in the league. I think he's hard to tackle. Wow. And I think the officials, because he's so hard to tackle, give him that extra Ben Roethlisberger old-time second that he's not in the grasp.
All right. He's
able to break tackles. He's strong to get down. You know, he's still careless with the football. He still makes mistakes. But I think he makes enough big plays that he overcomes a lot of things, and I think he's done a really good job.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about the unique challenges of Thursday night football. First of all, were you on board with doing this? And isn't it different for a team to prepare when they have so much less time?
Well, you work on the offseason. I mean, this is what you do in the offseason. When you know you're playing Carolina in the offseason, you basically try to put together your game plan for the week in the offseason. Now, obviously, games change, players change. You got to modify it, but you kind of study them. So when you go in and you're playing against the Carolina defense, you've studied them in the offseason to kind of have an idea about what they're doing so you don't start cold on them on Monday morning when you come in and know you got to put a game plan together. So You get some time. It's harder on the players. It's harder on the coaches because, you know, you're starting. You don't practice. It's pretty much all walkthroughs. I mean, you can't really go out there and bang around. I mean, you just played a physical game on Sunday. You can't go out there and hit and do anything and get ready. So it's really a lot of just walkthroughs, mental focus, and concentration. And this team, Carolina, and the Eagles, they mirror one another in kind of how they're winning, and especially the last 2 weeks the way the Panthers have played.
See, now, Mike, this is amazing that you use the term focus. Because yesterday, Doug Peterson did. And here's what he said about his team getting ready to play.
The way they moved around yesterday, even though they were extremely sore, their focus and attention to detail has been extremely high this week. The energy level's been there. You know, it's been a successful couple of games for us, and you can ride that emotion as well. So all that's a positive going into a short week.
You're thinking just like them now, Mike.
Oh, my God.
No, Mike,
oh,
I mean, really,
yeah,
he has the
right.
same approach.
That's exactly what I wanted to do. Yeah, there you go. Well, look, I mean, look, when you win, the teams tend to be focused.
Yep.
And now that can be, you know, that could be coach speak, But I think, you know, winning is keep the next game is always the hardest game when you're on a win streak. So right. You're trying to always keep the team able to focus and able to concentrate and not listen to all the noise around them and how good they are, which, you know, oftentimes it does affect the young team.
All right, Mike, I'm guessing you were in a war room when Cam Newton was available in the draft. I'm going to put him and Wentz in the same draft. And Mike Lombardi, known for great drafts, could have either one when he's on the clock. Mike, who would you take, Newton or Wentz?
I would take Cam because Cam did it at a higher level. That North Dakota State stuff is always concerning when you're watching a young player, and I think Wentz has done really a tremendous job. I mean, how about this, Angelo? The Cleveland Browns, the beloved Cleveland Browns, my team that fired me, I'm not bitter at all, but the Cleveland Browns, okay?
Okay.
They passed Carson Wentz,
right.
And they passed Deshaun Watson,
yep.
And two of the times they passed them, the teams that picked them used the Browns' pick to make the pick.
All right, wait a minute. You're telling me, if Mike, if you were still there when the Wentz draft came, you would have taken Wentz.
I would have taken a quarterback. I would have taken Wentz. I would have last year for sure. I think I was pretty clear. I would have taken Deshaun Watson, the first pick in the draft.
But
I thought Deshaun Watson was the best quarterback. I thought you don't get a chance to get a kid like Deshaun Watson. You don't get a chance to get a player like Deshaun Watson very often because his uniqueness on and off the field. I think that's what Wentz has brought to Philly too. He's got some leadership skills. He's got ability to help change the culture, and I think those are really important qualities in your quarterback.
No, I got to go a little further. I know you got Watson in this pass draft. The year before, you would have had a choice. I guess they were second, but if you had a choice, a Goff or Wentz, because Goff looks good too, Mike, who would you take?
You got to study Goff, Angelo. And yeah. Goff has trouble throwing spirals. I think Sean McVay's done a really good job of handling Goff. Goff is a guy that, now Goff, on the other hand, when it goes to third and six or more, his production goes down because the game speeds up. Goff is a good player. He's just not a good player playing fast. And so when he has to play faster and the tempo and he has to set his feet and play in a hurry, you know, if he could check the runners on first and third and then throw the ball to the plate, he's pretty good. But not often can you do that. Now, last week against Seattle, he struggled. He made a couple throws late in the game, but he threw some really bad balls. Seattle should have had about a 21-point win in that game. Seattle's offense is just so bad. They can't score. I don't think they could score against anyone.
Hey, Mike, do you think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC East?
You know, I think the Redskins, the way they've played the last couple weeks, I know they lost in Kansas City, was really impressive. And I think the Redskins did a really bad job, and I said this on the air before, of getting their team ready for the opener. I thought they were more interested in being healthy for the opener than ready for the opener. Now they look ready to play football. Now they just had a bye, so I don't know how they're going to be coming back off the bye. Their offensive line played a lot better. They're running the ball. I think the Redskins are a good team. I think it'll be the Eagles and the Redskins. I don't know what to make of Dallas because Dallas is doing everything that they didn't do last year well. I mean, Des Bryant's down in yards per reception. Jason Witten's down. Terrence Williams is down. And Cole Beasley's significantly down, which affects them on third down. Dallas used to be the team that controlled the ball 34 minutes, and their defense played 26 last year. Now they can't do that. Now they're not able to do that, and all of a sudden that defense that has to play 26 minutes is playing 30. They're not very good. So I think it's Washington, and I think it's Philadelphia, those two teams. I just don't think you can determine who the best team is right now. I mean, Philly beat San Diego. You know, Washington's played the Rams. Played them really well. They play Kansas City. If Jay Gruden doesn't call the timeout with 59 seconds on the clock and he still has 29 seconds on the 45, they might have won that game.
Hey, Mike, the Eagles played the Redskins and beat them in Washington. That
I'm aware of that, Angelo.
That doesn't,
but, you know,
that doesn't impress you?
So when they, okay.
The hell's wrong with you, Mike? Mike, you're biased against that team. That's what I'm hearing right now.
No, I'm not biased. I'm telling you why they're good. I'm giving you all the answers why they're good.
I love
it. I'm telling you, I'm not biased. There's no reason for me to be biased.
Now I got to put you on the spot, Mike, and I wasn't
going
to do that. You mentioned the Cowboys, right? And their owner, Jerry Jones, has said he will bench players who kneel during the anthem. You've run teams. How would you handle this situation right now?
Well, this is one of those that's way above the general manager's pay grade right
now. No, they'll get your input. They want your input.
I think what we have to, there has to be some kind of team meeting with the players, and I think it's got to be a player situation where they go in and they have to talk about it. And you got to get their feedback before you can make just a unilateral decision because it affects them. You just don't want to be able to take away people's right to speak, to take away people's right to express their opinion in a way that they do it, as long as they do it in a way to where it's not going to hurt anyone. And I think that's the conversation that has to be had. When you start telling players what they have to do when they've already done it, I mean, this is a bad example of you're halfway down the road and all of a sudden you want to stop players from doing this. I don't think that works very well.
Communication, Al, that's what it's about. All right, Mike, we got a game tonight. We're not really ready for it, but we got to play it anyway. Who's going to win tonight?
I think this is a really close game, Angelo. I think both teams mirror each other. Both teams are really high in third down conversions. Both teams are high in time of possession. I think it'll be a good game. I think the way Cam Newton's played the last 2 weeks, he's hard to play. I think Cam Newton and the way the Eagles' defense has given up some big plays down the field, this is a unique team to play. These receivers are hard to cover, not because they're so fast, because they're so big. And I think Newton's done a great job. I like Carolina to play well at home.
I'm feeling that you took some points off because Peterson's our coach. Could be wrong, Mike. Could be wrong. But I love you, Mike. TheRinger.com. And you know what else? Do yourself a favor and get the show that Mike was on, The Ballers.
Oh, I saw
it. Did you see Mike on that?
He did a really good
Mike,
job.
Mike, seriously, you're out in L.A. You should be doing more of that. You're excellent.
Thanks, Angelo.
Mike, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Doug Peterson. Don't miss it.
Don't do it.
I listen to it every week. I'm riveted by it. I can't tell you. I listen to him, and I listen to Belichick, and I think, God, they're so close. Anyway,
Mike, get out of here, Lombardi. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for switching. Mike Lombardi.
That was a promo. I was promoing our show.
Mike is strong.
He's a good guy. His podcast, GM Street, and you can also follow him on Twitter, M. Lombardi. NFL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.